This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's here on the DJV program. Happy to have you along with us. And when I say us, I mean Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is off the map today. A lot of, speaking of maps, people are focused on the map of Asia and the surrounding countries to Afghanistan and the focus, the continuing focus on the rapid fall. So, Victoria, in terms of intelligence, it looks like, according to the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, anyway, that we didn't have good intelligence. And one would wonder why we didn't, because we still had lots of, we had soldiers there, we had equipment there, so
yeah.
I would wonder why
surprising.
We didn't.
This was surprising. I mean, I know everyone's saying that, you know, the sort of rumor was that, you know, President Biden was advised not to do this, and that he did it anyway, and it turns out, according to General Mark Milley, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he said that that essentially is not true. He gave a press conference and he said that the U.S. military's intelligence just did not anticipate that this would collapse as quickly as it did. And so he said that the time frame of a potential collapse was widely estimated. It ranged from weeks to months, even years, following our departure. This is his quote from the press briefing.
Wow.
Then he said there was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days, which is what happened. So, and then he, when asked, obviously, about the Afghan people and people who have helped the United States there, he said, we intend to evacuate everyone who's been supporting us for years, and we're not going to leave them behind, and we're getting them out as soon as possible.
So we just bring them here
and
dump them into, is this like another large
scale? No, this
scale?
Is, there are other countries that are working on allowing these Afghan people in without a passport, because, you know, it's very easy to get Americans out, but then it's a little trickier when, you know, when you've got refugees. And
are the Taliban going to let just anybody who wants to go, go? Women.
Well, the United States has made it very clear to the Taliban that anyone who supported the United States and worked with the United States is off limits. And if they do anything, that then they're going to be met with a very swift and stern response.
What
now,
does
that doesn't mean
go
that,
shoot them? What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, we have troops there, so yeah. I mean, I would not be surprised if this doesn't end up in some kind of conflict as we're trying to get the rest of these, you know, Afghans out who helped us. But, you know, look, people were protesting yesterday, and the Taliban just shot randomly into the crowd.
Did you
so
see
all
the
this,
pictures of that and this stuff? I'm looking at a picture.
I didn't look at pictures of it, no. It's too
of this
upsetting.
Taliban guy whacking some woman with his gun.
Yeah.
Because she's not staying in line.
Right. I mean, for all their talk of, oh, you know, women are going to have rights as long as it's within the Islam, you know, framework.
And that's not even really within Islam. And they've got their nutbird interpretation of the Quran, which moderate.
Exactly.
There's no, the people that read and get out of it what they want to get out of it versus what really is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Bible scholars who tell you what really does it mean in Genesis 2, verse 13 to 60. We have those people who look at the Quran.
We have their fanatics in every religion.
With the Torah, yeah. Right.
You know,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, you know, and fanatics who believe that they, it's their way or the highway, and that they're better than everyone else, and, you know.
Plenty of Christians like that. Plenty
oh,
of crazy Jews like that.
It's all religions.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I was watching a thing, you know, about Hinduism in India, and, you know, there are Indian Muslims and Indian Hindus, and they all think that they're better than the other group. So it's,
Well, all religions have the people that think, you know, when I was dating in high school, a Catholic girl, and I went to catechism class, I think I may have told you this before.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Which is very, a lot of devotion for a high school boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, she was hot. Anyway, the idea of, I was pretty, I went to church. I was all in, man, I was goody two-shoes. I did everything that the church offered for youngsters. And then I pursued catechism because of this girl. I took catechism courses when I was a junior in high school. And the first thing I learned was that, to my surprise, that Catholic is the one, being Catholic is the one true religion. And if you're not a Catholic, you're basically trash, junk, garbage.
But if you took that statement, this is the one true religion, and if you put that on Jeopardy, I wonder if how many people, I mean, think about how many guesses you could have. Well, that sounds like, you know, Orthodox Jews would say that. That sounds like, you know, Muslims might say that. I mean, that one sentence is so applicable.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, by the way, speaking of Jeopardy, is this new guy, I don't know how long he's going to last. There are groups that are all over him because of some charge from women.
He had a couple sexual harassment cases that were settled, and people aren't really, they're not thrilled with that. Like, how could you replace Alex Trebek, who is essentially a saint walking amongst us?
Yes.
How can you replace him with a guy with this kind of a, you know, checkered past?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's... Mm.
Terribly embarrassing for them.
We had my husband had Jeopardy on in the other room yesterday, and just hearing Alex, it was a repeat of some old episode, but just hearing Alex's voice again, I was like, oh,
nice.
There's never going to be another Alex. It's not going to happen. And
well, they tried to do that like they did with Limbaugh. When Limbaugh died, they kept for months playing
Limbaugh. I don't have the same nostalgia for Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's funny how people think that will win the day. These producers are so desperate to hold on to the audience, and that, understandably, is something you want to do,
right.
But it usually doesn't work. People tire on it. Because if you're really devoted to the program, you've seen this before. You've seen this episode before. And so
I know Ken Jennings is very popular amongst the Jeopardy crowd. I think they're probably going to have to just transition to someone who has been a contestant, who's a fan favorite, and Ken Jennings seems to be in the lead for that. So I don't know. It's too bad. They can't seem to figure out, you know, what to do. And Maya Bialik, I didn't see her during her, you know, her run. She's going to be doing like the offshoot stuff. But I didn't hear anybody that I knew say that she was great. So I don't know. It's too bad.
Well, there are a lot of good broadcasters.
For that one more.
Sorry, Jay, what did you say?
I was just saying, it seems like they're chasing more of her celebrity.
Well, these people now that run some of these programs and the networks, the people who run them are so naive as to what really works with people who are loyal followers of the show, whatever it may be, whether it's a show like that, game show, whether it's a procedural like Blue Bloods, or if it's something, you know, that's new like the mayor of Easttown, East Ham, was it Easttown or East Ham?
Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah. So that brought particular segments of the audience that is there, the available audience, that wants certain things. And they tell you that by finding the show and sticking with it. The ratings will tell you. So why would you screw around with that? You need somebody who is above reproach, and I don't know of any of the people that they brought in there that were, that were Alex-like. You're not going to, whoever goes in there anyway isn't going to make it. So the first person, it's like the guys who replaced Rush Limbaugh. Okay, yeah, they're touting how wonderful they are, but you don't replace somebody like that and try to be like that person, whether it's Limbaugh or whether it's Alex. You don't try to be like them because you aren't them. You got to be different. You got to approach it differently and come up with a different set of, if you will, standards and be intriguing yourself enough so that you're different. And most of the time that doesn't happen with the first replacement. It happens, maybe two or three deep when you go down the line. And so I just think they've kind of ruined a good thing, frankly. But that's the way it is down on the farm. The college situation in our country, as we get ready to send youngsters back to school and to college, there's a real serious focus on whether it's all worth it or not. We'll talk about that after these words.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Seventeen after the hour. This is the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So there's a new study at the behest of a lot of colleges in America to try to figure out where we're going, because anybody who's sending a youngster to college knows that the prices go up, 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 skyrocketing. College costs, university leadership is not, according to this study, prioritizing affordability. Whether they be not-for-profit institutions or whether they be for-profit, doesn't make any difference. The cost of going to school, I'm sure many people listening to this program, and ladies, maybe you're thinking about it, well, are you still paying off your debt, Victoria? I've forgotten.
No, I was fortunate I did not have student loans.
Okay, all right. And what about you, Jay? I've forgotten. I think we've had this conversation.
Same. Yeah. I was fortunate I didn't have any.
Okay. Do you know people who are in your circle?
Sure.
Who have debt, big debt.
Write that check every month.
Serious debt, yeah.
Law school debt, medical school debt, yeah. It's no joke.
Yeah, well, it still is. Megan and I still have some, not a lot, left over from her years, and she's in her mid-40s, and her husband has got outrageous, because nobody helped him, and they both went to, they had some scholarship, but they both went to Oxford colleges, and that's not cheap. But, you know, you look at some of these public and private nonprofit colleges and universities, and even they're finding that they can't justify the cost increase over the past years, because they have to do something to make the profs and the people on the staff do more. And there's this college thing, you know, you're only supposed to teach X number of courses, and you're supposed to be writing, what is it, publish or perish, something like that. I remember that being part of it. I taught at the college level for a couple of years back in the early 70s. I enjoyed it. I was at a school in Worcester that was reasonable. It was a Catholic school, as a matter of fact, Assumption. And they helped students. So there are some schools that are associated with religion, or they're associated with some who knows what, and they make it pretty easy, or easier, so you don't have to do that heavy borrowing. But because there's been so much focus, and now there's a big to-do about canceling the debt, which is, I think, very problematic in and of itself, isn't it? I mean, think about it. Some people who can afford will take advantage of the situation and get it. Because how do you keep people if, you know, unless there's really a focus on what your capabilities are? It's just, you got to look at this and understand what's going on. And maybe it's time we just drew a line in the sand. Okay, we're not going to do this anymore. 21 after the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Trending time now, 23 after the hour on the DJB program. Jay Kirshner here. With the trending material, questions, answers, you've got them. You can always ask Jay questions through any of our social media at DJV Show. So let's see what's going on with the farm aid and what people are talking about. Now, this is the farm aid, I think, is in Hartford, right, Victoria? September 15th, if memory serves me correctly, or is no, it's the 25th.
Yeah. 25th. Yeah, but it is strange that this year, of all years, they chose to not do it on a farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're inside Hartford.
It's in whatever that Hartford Civic Center is, so yeah. I don't know why they're doing that. It doesn't seem the safest idea.
No, because it's silly because there are a lot of great farms in Connecticut, whether it be Western Connecticut or Eastern Connecticut. There are some fabulous, fabulous farms in Connecticut. So what are people saying about all of this?
Well, FarmAid announced their safety protocols for the event coming up, and they are going to have all attendees be required to show proof of vaccine at least 2 weeks after the final dose and or a negative COVID test from no more than 48 hours before the event. A lot of people like this. A lot of people don't like this. It's pretty much mixed. When it comes to COVID and any kind of topic, it seems like it's pretty mixed with results and what people are saying about it. But also regarding FarmAid, Neil Young has pulled out of it.
Yeah,
he said
that
he's not.
Yeah, he's not
going to be doing it. He was wondering whether or not it would be safe, and he doesn't want people wondering if it's going to be safe or not. He said he would feel too bad if he performed and people showed up because they wanted to hear him, and then somebody got sick, gave it to somebody else who maybe wasn't vaccinated or was immunocompromised, and somebody died.
Truth be told, he doesn't sound like much anymore. His voice is shot, and he's a grumpy old, you know what. So I don't know anybody's going to miss him very much.
Well, and this is going to be his first public performance since 2019's Farm Aid event.
Yeah, yeah, he's
but he's not wrong though. That this is especially being in an indoor arena. It just, I don't know. It's.
Uh-huh. So what has Willie had to say? Willie is the organizer, Willie Nelson. John Mellencamp has been involved in it since pretty much the beginning, along with Neil Young. And then Dave Matthews showed up a dozen years or so ago They're all still coming to play, are they? What are they saying?
Yeah, yeah. They're all board members. Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, all board members. The only one that's pulled out is Neil Young. Everybody else is still amped to do it.
I mean, we're still over a month away, so who knows?
Things can definitely change.
At the trend, the curve, there are a lot of people who are following this that think the apex of this is going to be around Labor Day, first part of September. That is the Delta thing, and then it's going to go because more and more people are getting the shots, et cetera. But didn't we talk about Garth Brooks canceling his appearances?
Yeah, the remainder of his arena tours, his stadium tours, I mean, not arena. He was supposed to perform in Nashville. It got canceled due to severe weather, and they're just not going to reschedule that right now. Ticketmaster is giving everybody back their money, even though he hopes to get all of those tour dates back on the calendar eventually. They're just going to go ahead and refund everything now. But there's a big music and arts festival happening at the beginning of September south of Nashville, Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be and that's still slated to be happening. So it's going to be really interesting what comes out of that.
I know
most people get diseases at Bonnaroo anyway, so it's kind of like
there's a lot of diseases.
Yeah.
Perfect. We talked recently about Mick Fleetwood talking to some of the members of Fleetwood Mac about getting back together again. And what is that, something concrete there, or is it because of the COVID they're going to put that off?
I don't know. I mean, Stevie Nicks has canceled her concerts, but that's not Fleetwood Mac. Those are just Stevie Nicks concerts.
But you know what? The Stevie Nicks concerts sound just like a Fleetwood Mac concert. Ever watched any of them when she was by herself? It doesn't.
I've seen Fleetwood, but I've never seen just Stevie. I would prefer to see just Stevie because I'm a Stevie fan. But
yeah. I think that they're both, and that happens a lot. I know Justin Hayward, when he goes out and performs on his own, it sounds just like the Moody Blues, and it's just him. So, you know, you do that sort of stuff, and it kind of, that's what people expect anyway. That's what they want. If the main singer is...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Afghan protesters against the Taliban takeover have been murdered by suspected Taliban soldiers. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate positions it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the sort of the Taliban officials who are going on television and radio are saying, that they're changing their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street. And
a 2017 Texas statute outlawing an abortion method commonly used to end second trimester pregnancies was upheld Wednesday by a federal appeals court in New Orleans, Louisiana. The law prohibits the use of forceps to remove a fetus from the womb, what supporters call a dismemberment abortion, without first using an injected drug or a suction procedure to ensure the fetus is dead. Abortion rights advocates argue that the law, known as SB 8, effectively outlaws what has often been the safest method of abortion for women in the second trimester of pregnancy. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time for more of our daily visit with the Daily Crew here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here every day. Thank you very much. Victoria Keelan is here every day. Yep, thank you very much. Jay Kirshner as well. Jennifer is off, but she does her best to be here every day as well for a little fun, conversation. We trade, exchange, maybe it's more trade stories, exchange stories about our experiences here. And sometimes even out of the craziest stuff, there can be some fun. Although, I don't know anybody who's having fun with COVID. I don't see anybody having a good time with that. I see that the largest school districts in Florida are saying sort of see you later to the governor because Miami-Dade, right, has voted to require masks for students and teachers there. One would wonder if that will happen in other places around Florida. Is it advisable? Well, I guess it depends on what you're listening to.
yeah, I mean, for all of the medical experts, it's advisable. The Miami-Dade, the school board voted 7-1 in favor of requiring students and staff to wear masks. So they had a whole group of you know, virologists and epidemiologists. They had a whole panel of experts advising them, and that's what informed their vote. So I don't know. It's interesting because a friend of mine, we were texting last night. She's down in Alabama, and she's very upset with one of her close friends who was a bridesmaid in her wedding because her friend is just going on and on about masks or child abuse and all this other stuff. And so she sued the local school district, and the judge tossed out the lawsuit saying you didn't prove anything that you're accusing these masks and the mask mandates of doing, so you have no case. And I think that's going to happen a lot. There's a lot of lawsuits that are starting up, and unless you can prove that this is really detrimental somehow to your child. I mean, in her case, she claimed that the mask gave her kid asthma, which I've never heard of, and I don't know that any medical doctor can say that you can get asthma from wearing a mask, but that was her claim, and the judge said, well, all right, you can't prove that, so I don't know. I think it's going to be a lot of legal stuff.
Who's the dude who's the Surgeon General now who's been all over the place? He has
Dr.
no
Murphy?
Credit. What's his name?
Dr. Murphy.
Murphy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have any? I watched a presentation from him yesterday, and he didn't have a lot of credibility.
What do you mean?
I didn't feel good listening to what he was saying. He just kind of pasty, came out with about a lot of the stuff that you heard everywhere else. I don't really know. I guess I really never have.
Don't
grasped.
You want the Surgeon General to
well, who,
have
what
his
does
information?
The Surgeon General do? Why do we have a Surgeon General? We've got the National Institute of Health. We've got the CDC. So what does the Surgeon General do? What's his job?
This is a question for you to answer. Because you're
why?
The one who's all about civics and stuff, so...
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking it, because I don't see any reason
no
for a Surgeon General. What is the Surgeon General, what he is
well,
he
it
or
says
she's
here his official
to do?
Title is the Operational Head of the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. And so he's the leading spokesperson on matters of public health
always military
in the federal
people.
Government. The Surgeon General's office and staff are known as the Office of the Surgeon General, which is housed in the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health. So he's nominated by the president and confirmed
yeah, but what does
by the
he
Senate.
Do? Well, I'm back to asking what he does.
He's the operational head of the U.S. Public Health Service.
Okay, so what does that mean? What's the operational head do? Does he pontificate?
Okay, so here's his list of responsibilities. Do we really want to go down this
yeah,
road?
I do kind of want to go down this rat hole.
So yep, the please. Surgeon General reports to the Assistant Secretary for Health, who may be a four-star admiral in the commissioned corps, and who serves as the principal advisor to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So that's the connection right there. The Surgeon General is the overall head of the commissioned corps. It's a 6,500-member of uniformed health professionals. They're on call 24 hours a day. They can be dispatched by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and so they are essentially they deal with public health emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Does that?
Okay.
I mean,
nope.
That's you know, it,
yeah,
it's established
nice
in 1798. I don't know why this is confusing to you. Like you've
not
never
confusing.
Questioned.
No, I'm not confused at all. I wasn't before you started giving me the explanation. I just don't see any reason for him because there are two or three other people that do the same thing. That's why I asked the question. And you just
well, but this is the government. But this is but see, this yeah. is this is actually someone appointed by the president. So this is someone who is going to be. It's a different branch from health and from the CDC, which is an
Got
independent
it.
Organization. The
Got
NIH
it.
Independent organization. So
yep.
this is the governmental representation of that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It
makes sense to me. I don't know why this is confusing.
Makes no sense to me.
Okay.
It's all right. We can disagree without being disagreeable. Here, let's take a trip to the Redneck Riviera, shall we? No. Apparently, this season, there have been, as we were talking before, on the air, off the air, about our travel plans, and we're all saying, well, we're not staying home this year. We're going no matter what. So a lot of people have gone down, excuse me, to what's called the Redneck Riviera, which is on the Gulf Coast in Alabama. A lot of beaches, a lot of bars, a lot of stores where you can buy crappy stuff and bring it home with you. And now, apparently, if you look at the map of the hotspots in red along the coast, this is glowing like, as somebody put it, a bad sunburn. The tourism that has brought the people down there who don't the redneck Riviera, a lot of people, if you want to use the term redneck, those folks have not done their best to get shots. So as a result, wherever they go, the tourism, or the lifestyle and the tourism that go together down along the Gulf Shore have been moderately to severely compromised by people getting sick and spreading it around. So if you want an example of what happens in large groups of people that aren't vaccinated, a look at what's happened the last month or so along the Gulf of Mexico, the Redneck Riviera. It's what a mess, frankly.
People don't care. People are just, they just don't care. You know, at this point, people are going to go out. They want to do what they want to do.
That's okay, but get a shot.
Well,
before you do it,
well,
get a couple of shots.
Well,
get three shots.
I mean, to me, the arrogance is if you refuse to get a shot, then when you end up in the hospital, doctors should be allowed to refuse to treat you. I mean, that's just that's where we're at now. Well, because all these people, but these unvaccinated people, the people who are willingly not getting vaccinated, they are a public health issue. I mean, that's what all of this Delta is spreading. It's 99% still people in the hospitals are unvaccinated. And doctors and nurses they're fed up with it. They're furious. They're telling people, look, we've been telling you since, you know, January when the shots became available, everyone should get vaccinated. And these people are being defiant. Oh, no one's going to tell me what to do. Oh, okay. Well, then the doctor has to put you on a ventilator and they're still screaming at doctors. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely, and I know that I should have sympathy for people who are unvaccinated who get COVID, but I don't. I just don't.
There's plenty of science.
I mean, you don't have to have, you know, same opinion. I just don't. I don't have sympathy for you. You know, the science is very clear. It's very safe. We all know that. It's just, you know, you're operate at your own risk, but don't expect to have sympathy from people.
Well, I think that that's a place, I don't know if sympathy, I don't know what the right word is. I feel badly that people...
I don't feel bad at all.
I know you don't. I wouldn't finish my sentence. I feel badly that people are that ignorant that they want, that they're so housed in whatever their political beliefs. I know some people, a couple of people that are associated with this program, who have good reasons in their mind, and I respect that, for not, and I just hope that they don't get it. That's all. They haven't so far, and they... you know, if all things go well, they won't.
I know too many people in my life. Yeah, I mean, I know too many people in our world that, you know, who have refused to get the shot, and then someone in their family becomes deathly ill with it, and then they go, oh, I guess I'll get a shot now. It's like, well, you are literally part of the problem that's the reason that it's been spreading so much. It's just, I don't know, I just... For the ignorance and just people who want to just be defiant for the sake of being defiant, there's no logic in that.
My husband's best friend,
they've been you know, text warring about this because he has no real reason to not get vaccinated, but he just doesn't want to be told to.
That's a new term.
Only reason.
Jay, is that a new term? Text warring? I never heard that before. Text war.
I mean, they're not, like, on the phone talking because no one talks on the phone except you.
Except me.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. They're, you know, they've been having a heated debate about this.
Mm-hmm. I'd much rather talk it through than try to do a flat screen thing. At any rate, have you heard that term before, Jay? Text warring?
Text warring? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever done it? I can hear Victoria get into it, but I don't know.
I haven't. I subscribe to the belief that you cannot control the tone that people use when they're reading what you have to say.
Yes.
So
correct.
If I have something that is kind of maybe might be more difficult to hear or relay, I want them to hear my voice and I want them to hear my tone behind it, even though sometimes I have a tone issue myself. But yeah, no, if there's something big, it's not getting put in words.
What is that?
I'm not going to leave it to the reader.
Don't cross me. Is that what you're saying? I don't mess with me. Uh-huh. See, I know that from Victoria. I wouldn't mess with Victoria because I don't want to mess with Victoria. Not that I ever would. But with you, I don't know.
I'm mess with them.
I don't know. I've never had to. There's no reason for us to have been to mess with each other. I just haven't. Everybody has a different style. We all have a different way of appearing. And what you, I respect the people that are on this program. I've said this 100 times. The reason you're here is because I like having you here, and I like and I respect what you do. Not do I don't necessarily agree with everything. You know, lately Jennifer's been driving me nuts. So, you know, but I love her. And you drive me nuts sometimes, Victoria, too. What I'm saying is Jay hasn't driven me nuts yet. I guess
she's
maybe
new.
That's it. Yeah, right. Give her a
Yeah, I'm still non-confrontational.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Let's see here what's going on in this the task force from Harvard. There's a concern now that what we're going through as human beings may go through, the animal kingdom. And, you know, there's that whole business about it started with the bats, which it didn't, but at any rate.
It did.
Well,
but it's, that's totally different. Where it started from and how it got out, two totally different conversations, just to clarify that. And that's not what this report is dealing with.
No. It's the other way around. It's what happens, if I read this correctly, what happens when animals are exposed. I guess the question I have, after looking at this in a cursory fashion, is there a chance that Daisy will get this, or your dogs will get it, or my cows will get it, or the goats will get it? I mean, what keeps them from getting this stuff? Ever ask yourself that? Why didn't dogs get SARS? They're animals. Cats get HIV. So,
yeah, I mean, it's feline AIDS is different. It's not like human AIDS,
well,
but
yeah,
it's
not pleasant.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, you know, my friend's cat had it.
We had one at the barn that had it.
It's kind of common with cats, I've heard, but. This study, just to kind of put a point on it, so this is Harvard Scientific Task Force to Prevent Pandemics. This is a new report from them. They estimate that 50% of these infectious diseases over the past 50 years have originated in wildlife. So we know HIV, SARS, Zika, 2009's H1N1 flu, the avian flu. What was the other one with the pigs? Wasn't there a pig flu? I mean, lot of this stuff
does. It was called swine flu.
This stuff does originate from nature. And so what this report is talking about, which is kind of interesting, and no one is talking about it, is how do we actually prevent the animals from coming in such close contact with humans that these viruses get spread. And so they said that right now the world spends less than $4 billion a year addressing these issues, which is a minuscule percentage of how much, you know, this has cost us to go through COVID-19. I mean, look at the economic costs, the cost of the vaccines, all of this stuff. If you look at how much money the world has spent trying to mitigate this virus, and this Harvard report is saying no one's actually going to the root cause of it. You know, conserving forests, keeping, you know, improving biosecurity for livestock farms. I mean, all of these things amplify diseases that originate in wild animals. And so when you look at, you know, how many different, you know, like the swine flu was a good example, you know, they had to slaughter thousands of pigs, right? And then
mad cow in England, they killed 80 or 90,000 cows. They dug holes around the country, and they just shot them and put them in the hole. All right, food for thought. Anyway, 48 after the hour on the DJV program.
I'm Jasmine Guignard. The Journal of the American College of Radiology recently published a real-world evidence-based study analyzing mammograms, screening intervals, and interpretation performance for Black, Asian, and Caucasian women across the country. Linda Goller-Blount, CEO of Black Women's Health Imperative and one of the authors of the study, has the details.
We know that while breast cancer incidence rates for Black and white women are comparable, Black women are more likely to receive inferior breast cancer screening than white women, despite 3D mammography being proven as superior for all women.
Dr. Emily Conant, a leading radiologist and author of the study, has more.
The disparity in access to screening, coupled with the known increase in breast cancer mortality among Black women, is an urgent issue that needs to be addressed. Improving access to digital breast tomosynthesis, often called 3D mammography, may help improve the effectiveness of breast cancer screening for Black women.
To learn more, visit BWHIGenius3D.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
DJV Health Time, 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me, Doug Steffen, reflecting on COVID for sure. Questions. What about, I do this weekend show and a podcast called the American Family Farmer Show, Ken. Always talking about food, family, and farm. And I know you have looked at, and I saw this study as well in the Journal of Nutrition, about farming practices and what's happening. I don't know whether you realize it or not, because this isn't your specialty, but it is kind of mine, that the corporate agri-food business is now controlling 84% of what we buy in the grocery store. And the proof is in the pudding. A lot of research has been done as to the nutritional value of a lot of these foods from these four big industrial agriculture co-ops or whatever they are. So what is this overview? What do people need to know about farming practices and huge ag and what it's doing to their health?
Yeah, out of the Journal of Nutrition, as you suggested, Doug, this month, and I was hoping you'd help us with this, because the common denominator is iron. Iron is one of the building blocks of red blood cells, and when your body doesn't have enough iron, you get anemic, low red blood cell count, you get weak, pale. You just don't have enough oxygen-carrying cells in the body. And one of the clear factors is there's a decrease in red meat intake. Red meat is a very good source of iron. But I was hoping you would try and explain to us what are the farming practices that have occurred that has decreased the iron content in some of the foods that we routinely consume other than red meat.
Well, I think you realize what the answer is. Even though this is questions for Dr. Ken, I'll answer the question for those who may not have heard me explain this. I'm an American farmer as well as a broadcaster, so I've been around growing food, growing feed for animals. I've been around cows all my life. And I will tell you, the farming practices that we enjoy around here in our small farming community and on other family farms is way different than you get on the big ag, the farms that have tens of thousands of acres. They use Monsanto and Bayer-based and Dow Chemical and DuPont-based chemicals to grow the feed and the food, and it leaches the value in the soil. What causes things to grow in a healthy manner, that stuff is leached out of the dirt when whatever the crop is that's growing needs, because they've taken all of these things that have been put onto the soil, have taken away the value of the soil. I think the best thing I can point you to is a study, Ken, that was done in Australia last year, where on two sides of the road, there was a different treatment of the soil. On one side, they used a lot of Monsanto products to prepare the soil, to keep the weeds from growing, to fertilize chemically the ground so the corn or the soybeans would grow. And then on the other side, there was an organic practice that was using none of this stuff. And they compared the soils. The soil that came from the Monsanto side of the street was like a brick. It looked like clay soil. It was hard, compacted. It just didn't have any life to it. But then you look at the stuff where manure has been spread, where things, the compost that's been spread, that encourages the microbes to grow in the soil and to feed the soil and literally to turn the soil over. It melted. It's kind of like M&M's. It melted in your hands. And that's the difference. The soil that isn't like hard and full of things that keep the earth from replenishing itself, those are the places where you're going to get the best food. And if you got a lot of chemicals in the soil, you're sure as heck not going to have a lot of value to what's grown there. It just doesn't work that way. It may look good, it may even taste good, but what's in it is garbage. Does that help?
That tells it like it is.
It is. That's the way it is. And there's four companies, basically, that control everything, like Monsanto/Bayer, a new company in the last 10 years called ChemChina, which is exactly what it sounds like, one of the four companies that's controlling seeds and food production in the world. And they're buying up land all over, farmland all over America. The good thing about this administration is that they're trying to put a stop to it. But it's a serious problem. All right, well, you ask questions of Dr. Ken, you got an answer from Dr. Doug. Doug Steffen, thanking Dr. Ken Kronhaus for being here, asking, well, he asked me a question. If you ask him a question, he'll answer it. Here, ask Dr. Ken and DJV Health.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.